from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This division in particular, they're just 2 games back. And if you were holding on to a ticket from early on in the season, I had people tweeting
like
me yesterday, 30-1 is a ticket I have with our friend Ben Heisler. We've got people tweeting that they got 14-1 tickets, 7-1 tickets. The Royals in some spots are down to 5-1 to win the American League Central. What has to happen for them actually to win the division? What do you have to see over the next 20? We already went through how we think the 20 are going, but is the 20-game stretch what's going to decide that for you? Or could it be a bad 20-game stretch, but they take 5 of 7 from the Guardians and you still believe?
I think, okay, so I do not yet actively think the Royals are going to win the division. If we think about the 20-game stretch, I think if they went 12-8, I'd probably start believing that. But I actually think it's what matters against Cleveland. If they go 5-2 against Cleveland in the 7 games in which they play them, without knowing anything else, Gold, if they go 5-2, they're winning the division. If they go 4-3, I'm going to give them a real chance. As in, flip a coin, tell me if it's heads or tails, and on that end, we can decide whether or not they're winning the division. That's all that's left for me, how they do against Cleveland. I don't think the Twins are the reason they won't win the division. The Twins could still win it and all those things, but the reason why they won't win the division is how they finish in those 7 games against Cleveland. They go 4-3 against them, and I'm in. I think they're winning it. I think it's that close anyway. I think they're winning it.
And what will it take for the win of the division? Yeah, it's the direct competition, but also I think it's simple. Can Seth Lugo replicate what he did on Monday night? You know, if he against the Phillies this weekend, we know it's Waka tonight, and then Lugo will pitch this weekend. If he looks like All-Star Lugo again and shows that that performance against the Angels is something he can carry over into this series against the Phillies, then that would mean back-to-back starts where Seth Lugo looked like the old Seth Lugo, and I mean old Seth Lugo as in April, May, June,
sure,
early July Seth Lugo. If that happened, that's what will make me believe. If they're getting that again,
if Lugo
then,
deals against
so,
a good team.
Yes, we can go literal game by game, okay, of course, win this. But I mean,
sure,
in order to win those games, it requires Seth Lugo performing at a certain level. And so that's what I'm looking for. This weekend, to me, will potentially tell me if that's possible. If Seth Lugo regresses back down against higher quality competition, then the concern is there again. But if he goes out and gives them 6-plus innings, or so even say, you know, six innings, but it's a shutout ball or 2 runs, or, you know, I think for Seth Lugo, unfortunately, they need more than just a quality start. That's the problem. It's like for him, you kind of are getting greedy. You're hoping to get 6 1/3 plus of, you know, 1 or 2 runs or less. That's where I'm at with Lugo. That's not where I'm at with Michael Lorenzen or even Brady Singer. But with Lugo, he has to pitch like he has for most of the season.
You want to see it again.
And
like,
he did that on Monday. He did that on Monday against the Angels. And now I think a lot of people want to see him do it against the Phillies. You can say it's not fair because, like, hey, he just pitched well, but now you're saying
he did it 25 other times, yeah, during the regular season.
But that's, I think, where a lot of people are out. To believe, you're asking me, hey, what do I need to see to believe as an Adam Reiner to check in our flight right now, Cody? You might want to make sure. Did you already get your boarding pass? I just got an alert on my phone. So, yeah, that's what I need to see.
I think I don't think it's completely fair to – I don't think it's completely fair to ask Seth Lugo to be, hey, I want superstar Seth Lugo – or this simply will not work. I don't think that that's a necessary ask out of him. But, yeah, he's going to need to pitch pretty well during the final stretch. I've told you before, we have completely undersold what they have been as a rotation. They're going to go into the postseason because, let's face the reality, Mariners aren't making the postseason.
They're not.
The Royals will go into the baseball postseason with the best rotation there. If they're in the postseason, no one's going to have a better starting rotation than the Royals. So they'll always have a chance. Like, I don't, but, yeah, like, but to win the division, they're going to need to have the best starting rotation in baseball the last 5 weeks. Like, it can't just be about the postseason. It has to be what the next 5 weeks are. And so I understand the pressure you're putting on Lugo, but I view it more as a collective.
Right, but he's the main. There's still, when they had the best rotation in baseball for the first X amount of months, that wasn't just Brady Singer and Alec Marsh performing at a high level. They were led by Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans. And so I put more weight on those two in particular. Someone on the text line says 100% chance the Twins are winning the division.
Really?
Well, come on out to Circa and put some money on that then. 100% chance? I don't know how anybody can say. Nobody can say it's 100% chance that the Twins are winning, or the Royals, or the Guardians. I mean, that's how close this division is right now. I think the favorites to win it still, obviously, is the Guardians. And then the Royals and Twins are a toss-up at this point in time. Like, the Twins haven't even been healthy yet. Guys, it's August 23rd.
Like, I don't think they're getting healthy tomorrow.
Healthy yet. There's 35 games to go in the season. They are what they are at this point.
I think the best thing that's developed over the last 2 weeks for the Royals is that there are three teams fighting for the final two playoff spots. And hell, if you want to toss in the Guardians, fine, but that one texter might. But right now, we know that it's down to three teams for two spots. That's not so bad. Earlier this year, Gold, we thought it was like five teams for two spots. We thought the Astros and the Mariners might be competing for that. We thought the Red Sox we thought there were a lot of teams vying for that same thing. I think pretty safe to say with 35 games to go, the Red Sox, the Royals, and the Twins are the three teams fighting for the two final playoff spots. And look, let's toss in the Guardians, because one of the Guardians, Twins, Royals will win the division, so really it's those three. I just think the Guardians having two extra games in addition to the 3.5 the Royals and the Twins have on the Red Sox makes it pretty hard to imagine they wouldn't be one of the teams in that final playoff spot. Yankees seem like they're playing a little too consistently. Baltimore seems like it's playing a little too consistently. So we're really just down to keep the Red Sox out, and you're definitely still going to be in the postseason.
Coming up.
That's what matters.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.